Now, even though the importance of this praticca sammuttapada, this law of conditionality, that everything arises in dependence on conditions and ceases when the conditions cease, though the importance of this principle, this formulation, this expression of the Buddha's experience of enlightenment is agreed upon, is accepted on all sides by everybody, every Buddhist, its meaning is not always clearly understood. So let's just go a little into this. We say conditionality. But there isn't just one kind of conditionality. There are two kinds of conditionality. Two ways, as it were, in which things can arise, experiences, states can arise, independent upon causes and conditions. So what are these two kinds of conditionality? Here again we come on to familiar ground for many of us, but it's worth considering over again because it's of fundamental importance and we shall find it recurring in one form or under one aspect or another in practically all our talks, in all our studies of the Buddha's teaching. The first type of conditionality is what we call cyclical between opposites. When you sway backwards and forwards between opposites. In dependence upon pleasure, there arises pain. In dependence upon loss, there arises gain. In dependence upon gain, loss. In dependence upon winter, summer. In dependence upon summer, winter. The play of the opposites. The cyclical process, about which I said something last Sunday in one of the talks at our seminar. So this is the cyclical type of conditionality. Now the other type of conditionality is not cyclical, but as it were spiral, not between opposites, but between factors which progressively augment each other. So that in dependence upon, say, A, you don't get arising a factor which negates A, as when, say, loss arises in dependence upon gain. You get the arising of a factor which augments A, which is A plus, or A1, and then A2, and A3, and so on to infinity. As when in dependence upon, say, happiness, you get joy. In dependence upon joy, bliss. In dependence upon bliss, rapture. In dependence upon rapture, ecstasy. This is the progressive spiral series, as it were, in which you don't get a reaction to the opposite. So these are the two basic types or kinds of conditionality at work in the universe, at all levels. The cyclical and the spiral. Now in traditional terms, the whole process of cyclical action and reaction, the cyclical type of conditionality, in traditional language this can be called the round of existence, or the wheel of life, with its process of karma and rebirth. If we look at a picture of the wheel of life, this is a detailed presentation of the whole cyclical mode of conditionality and of existence, sentient existence, as involved in the cyclical process, undergoing the cyclical process, reacting, acting and reacting between the pairs of opposites, going up and down, round and round, in accordance with the law of karma and rebirth, by means of the 12 nidanas, or links, as they're called. There's no time to go into this in this talk. Now, the second type of conditionality, the spiral, this is represented traditionally not by the round, but by what leads out of the round, out of the wheel of life, away from the wheel of life, represented by the path culminating in nirvana, represented by the 8 angas of the Noble Eightfold Path, represented by the 7 bodhyangas, or limbs of enlightenment, about which I spoke yesterday. The path, essentially, the path of the spiritual life, represents the embodiment, in terms of our own life and experience, of this progressive spiral type of conditionality. Now, the first type of conditionality, the cyclical, that's symbolized by the round, the wheel of life, is covered by the first and second of the noble truths, the truth of suffering and the truth of the cause of suffering, which is craving. So here you get a reversal. You get the reaction first and then the action, the effect and then the cause. So instead of a suffering craving, you can also put it as craving suffering. This is the action and reaction, as it were. So the first and second of the noble truths, the four noble truths, represent the cyclical type of conditionality, represent in another, as it were, abbreviated form, the round of existence, the wheel of life. And the third and the fourth noble truths, that is to say, the truth of the cessation of suffering and the way leading to the cessation of suffering, these represent the spiral process. Again, you have to reverse, because the cessation of suffering is nirvana, and the way leading to the cessation of suffering, that is the path. So the cessation of suffering, nirvana, is the culmination of the path. So again, reverse, and you get the cyclical process. So the third and fourth of the noble truths represent the spiral modal type of conditionality. Now, there's no time to go into all this in detail, sufficient to just give the general outline, and those who have been with us for some time, they do know, in any case, all these things in sufficient detail. But let's just bear in mind that there are these two kinds or types of conditionality at work in the universe. The cyclical, acting and reacting between factors which are pairs of opposites, and the spiral, going, as it were, from perfection to perfection.